The advanced scouts had departed by the time the patrol were ready and formed up. Tyria marched alongside Quartle and Porton, with Sergeant O'Crag leading off at the front of the columns. The Hares sang a marching song, though not too loudly, just to keep them in orderly stride.
Left, right, left, right. Put those balls down lively now. One, two, one, two. Come on, chaps, let's show how. Tis on to death or glory for every million beast. And what do we have to show for it? A song, a fight, and a feast. Left, right, left, right. Every mouth is silently. One, two, one, two. For shore and hill and vale and lea. The long patrol are on the march from morn till evening light. As long as we can end it with a song, a feast, and a fight. Left, right, left, right. Eating dust and pounding earth. One, two, one, two. Tis all a warrior's worth. A dash of blood and veering off. For that will swing along. Wagon and I will all survive.
Right, sunlight glinted brightly off Tyria's armour. Her short emerald cloak swaying jauntily, she picked up the words of the Hare's tune and sang it a second time. As she marched, thoughts began to tumble through the young Otter Maid's mind. She had come all the way from being an abbey maid who had hardly been far outside of Redwall to a would-be warrior queen marching across Green Isle with the long patrol, and all in the space of one season. If only her father and all her dear friends, Brink Greyspoke, Habis Lissian, Brinty, Giri, Tribsy, Friar Bibble, and the rest could see her now. A resolve rose within Tyria. She would not let any of them down, especially the gallant Hares of Salamandastron. Squaring her shoulders and lifting her chin, she marched onward regally. Major Cuthbert Blaindale Frunk was right. Handsome is as handsome does.